Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We are on page Kuf Chav Gimel, the page following 244. Siman Reish Yud Aleph is Din Kadima Bibirchas Aperos, the halachos of what bracha you make first or what food you eat first when it comes to peros. We're going to begin the shir with a nice, beautiful introduction that the Mishnah Berurah gives us before we read the Mechaber. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Hinei, behold, Mipnei Sha Simen Hazeh Rabu Pratov, since this Simen has a lot of details, Al Kein Echtov Lo Hakdoma Kitzara. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction. Vahu, and that is as follows. Tanan, the Mishnah says in Brachos Mem Aleph, Hayu Lefonav Harbe Minin. A person has in front of him different types. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yesh Beinehem Min Shiva Olav Umvarech. If one of the Minim is from the Zion Minim, so then you make the Bracha on that Min first. The Chachamim Omrim Mvarech Al Eze Mehen Sheyirtza. The Chachamim argue and they say you make the Bracha on whatever you want. So that's the first point. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zayin Minim, and the Rabbanan say, whatever you want. The Isa B'Gemara, and then the Gemara goes on this and says, Amar Ula, Machlokes K'shebirchosehen Shavos. This Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is when the two items have the same bracha. Kigon Zayis V'Tapuach. For example, you have an olive, which is from the Zayin Minim, and you have an apple. To Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif. Rabbi Yehuda says the Min Shiva is Adif. You will make your ha'etz on the olive. The Chachamim Omrim Chaviv Adif. And the Chachamim say whatever is more dear to you is Adif. And you'll make the bracha if you like apples better. You'll make the bracha on the apple. Aval, Kishain Birchosein Shavos. But when the brachos are not the same. Kigon Tznon Vizayas. For example, you have a radish which is Hadama. And you have an olive which is ha'etz. Divrei hakol mevarech al zeh v'chozer u'mevarech al zeh. Says the Gemara, in that case, everyone agrees you make the bracha on this, and then you make a bracha on this. A little bit unclear, but that everyone agrees to. But what they agree to is not very clear. So when they have the same bracha, so that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, do we go by Zayin Minim, do we go by Chaviv? When they're different brachos, so then everyone agrees, you mevarech al zeh, and you go back and you mevarech al zeh. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there are different shittos in the poskim. The rov mehen poskul k'Rabbi Yehuda. Most poskim go like Rabbi Yehuda. The min shiva adif. That when you have the zayin minim, even if you like the other one better, you make the bracha on the zayin minim when it is the same bracha. The zehu mashakosav isif aleph. That's what we'll see. The halacha is brought down isif aleph. The yesha poskul k'chachamim. Even though the rov go like Rabbi Yehuda, there are those that go like the Chachamim. The Zehu Das HaRambam HaMuva B'Siv Beis, and that is the Shita of the Rambam that in Mitzvah Shem we'll see tomorrow in Siv Beis. The Gam Be'in Birchosein Shavos Yesh Deos Baposkim. And even when their brachos are not the same, there's also a Machokos Aposkim. Yesh Omrim De Kavonas Ula. Some say what Ula means when he says, Masha'omar Divri Akol Mevarach HaZeh V'Chozim Mevarach HaZeh. Some say that what Ula meant was, Hainu, Dekevon She'ein Birchosein Shavos, since they do not have the same brachos, Ve'ein Echad Poter Chaveiro, so you're not making the bracha on one to pater the other one, because you're making two different brachos, they have different brachos. So Lo Shaychi Zeh Lazeh Klal, the two food items have no connection to each other, you're making a bracha on each one. V'yucha levarech tchila al tznon borei pri adama. You're able to make the bracha on the radish first of borei pri adama. Af shehazayis hu min shiva. V'gam chaviv olav. So even though the olive is the zayin minim, and it's more dear to you, since there are two different brachos, you can make the bracha on the radish and make the adama first. V'yesh omrim, and some say, de kavonas ula. Diladivrei hakol yochol levarech al eza sheyirtza tchila. That everyone agrees you can make the bracha on whichever one you want to make first. Umistoma yivarech memeil ala chaviv etzlo. If you can choose whatever you want, so most likely you're going to choose the one that's more chaviv and you'll make that bracha first. Ve'elu shtei hadeos niskorim gam kein b'siv aleph. These two shitas are brought down as well in siv aleph. So we have, if their brachos are equal, we have the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Sif Aleph is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Sif Beis will be the Rambam like the Rabbanan. And then in the second machlokas, When they have different brachos, we also have a machlokas. Can you choose whatever you want, or do you make the bracha on the more chaviv? That also will be two opinions brought down in Sif Aleph. Continues the Mishabura in the introduction. Gam mevur shom b'sif Aleph u'beis. We're also going to discuss over here in this siman in Sif Aleph and Beis. Ma nikra chaviv. So we're discussing Yav Zayminim versus Chaviv. What exactly does Chaviv mean? Chaviv means it's more dear to you. But there's two ways to understand what more dear to you means. Im ha-rogil lios tomid Chaviv etzlo. Does it go by what you normally like better out of these two things? That's called Chaviv because you in general like it better. O mashu etzlo ato Chaviv u'misavilo. Or does it go by what you want right now? It could be I like the other one in general better, but now I want this. Does it go by what's more chaviv in general, or does it go by what's more chaviv right now? So that as well is going to be a machlokas. Then the Mishnah Berurah says another point of introduction: kol ha-kodem ba-pasuk. Anything that comes earlier in the pasuk of Eretz Chita u-Saora, ha-medaber sham me-shivcha shel Eretz Yisrael. That's the pasuk of the Zayin Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised through. So whatever is earlier in the pasuk, hu muktim la-bracha, that goes first in terms of the bracha. Afilu hasheni chaviv alav yoser. Even if the second one is more dear to you, you make the bracha on the one that is earlier in the pasuk. But very important point: mikol makom zayis hu kodem la gefen. Even though zayis is discussed later in the pasuk and gefen is earlier, you would make the bracha on the zayis before making a bracha on the gefen. Mishum de chazinon shechilek hakasuv, because we see the pasuk is actually split. V'kosav eretz pam sheni. If you look at the whole pasuk, it actually says the word eretz twice. The pasuk says eretz chita u'saora v'gefen u'teina v'rimon eretz zeishemen u'dvash. So it says the word eretz twice. So eretz zeishemen u'dvash v'nimtza dezayis hu rishon samuch la'eretz basra. After the second word Eretz, it says Eretz Zei Shemen. So the Zayis is the first fruit after the word Eretz by the second Eretz. And therefore, Hu Kodem La Gefen. That comes before the word Gefen. I went back by accident. Again, we said Mikomokom Zayis is Kodem La Gefen, because we see that the Torah is Mechalik. And in one pasuk it says Eretz two times. V'nimtza de zayis hu rishon samuch l'eretz basra. The word zayis is right next to the second word Eretz. V'gefen hu rak shlishi l'eretz kama. But the word gefen is only number three after the first Eretz. Eretz chita u'saorek v'gefen. So gefen is number three after the first Eretz. Zayis is number one after the second Eretz. So closer to the second Eretz takes precedence over further away from the first Eretz. So zayis would override the bracha on the grape. Then he says one more point. Borei pri ha'etz u'borei pri adama kodmin l'shahakol. So we'll see shortly as well that a bracha borei pri ha'etz or borei pri adama always takes precedence over a shahakol. V'yeser ha'pratim yivur ha'kol b'finim. Everything else will be discussed in detail throughout the siman. So that is introduction. A machlokes, if you have two fruit with the same bracha, what's first? Zayin minim or chaviv? If they have two different brachos, can you do whatever you want? Or do you go with chaviv? Then in terms of the order of the bracha, of the Zayin Minim, whatever is closer to the word Eretz, even if it's closer to the second one, and that's closer than the one that's further from the first one, you'll make the bracha on that one. And that Hadama and Ha'etz always come before the bracha of Shahakol. Just one interesting note over here. If you look at note number three, in terms of Chaviv, he says, what if you have the following case? V'imhoyu lefonav mina choshev etzlo mitame brius. You have one min that's more chaviv to you because it's healthier. It's better for your health. Umina chaviv etzlo mitzaratam. And another min that you like better. So one tastes more gishmak and one's more healthy. So they both have an aspect of chavivus. So what wins out? So it's actually machlokas. So Shlomo Zalman says, shachoshev mitzar abrius kodem. Whatever is more dear to you, mitzar health, goes first. And Rav Scheinberg argues, and he says, "Shemash ocham itame brius eino nelshav chaviv. Chaviv is what's more gishmak. Doesn't matter what's healthier." So there you have an interesting machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg. Does health come before great taste, or great taste before the health? That is a machlokas. Now we begin the mechaber in Sif Aleph. Again, we're on page Kuf Chav Gimel, the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Aleph. The mechaber writes, "Hayu lefonav mine peros harbe. You had in front of you many types of fruit." In birchosehem shavos, if the fruit have the same bracha, v'yesh beinehem mimin shiva, and there is amongst them one that's the Zayin Minim, so Matim Min Shiva. You will put first the Min Shiva, you'll make the bracha on the Zayin Minim, Afal Pi She'enu Chaviv Kemo HaMin HaAcher. Even though you don't like it as much as the other Min, Zayin Minim works out. That was the Shita that we saw in Rabbi Yehuda. That is what the Mechaber passes in Sif Aleph. That is, if they have the same bracha. Vim Ein Beinehem Min Shiva. Again, if they're the same bracha, but you don't have any of the Zayin Minim, so Makdim HaChaviv. Then criteria two in the Mechaber is what's more dear to you. So you have a fruit that's a Zayin Minim, you have an olive, and you have a fruit that's not Zayin Minim, the same bracha, you have an apple. So the Mechaber passes is you make the bracha on the olive, because that is Zayin Minim. If you have an apple and an orange, then it goes by what's more chaviv to you. That's the first point of the Mechaber. Then he writes, "V'im ein birchoseim shavos." If their brachos are not the same, afilu yesh b'hem imin shiva. Even if you have one of them being a zayin minim, but they're not the same bracha, kigon tznon v'zayis. Like the example we mentioned before, you have a radish which is bari pri adama, and you have an olive which is bari pri eitz, and it's a zayin minim. Eze mehem sheyirtze yaktem afilu einu chaviv. Paskins the mechaber, you'll make the bracha on whichever one you want first. Even if it's not more chaviv, it's up for grabs, whatever you want. That's where we're going to stop in the Mechaber for tonight. There'll be a Yesh Omrim tomorrow night, but we'll try to keep it very structured and very organized. So the first point of the Mechaber, and all we're going to see tonight, is two points. You had fruit in front of you. If the fruit are the same bracha, and one of them is Zayin Minim, you make the bracha on the Zayin Minim, even if you like the other one better. If there's no Zayin Minim, or they're both Zayin Minim, let's not say that case. If they're not Zayin Minim at all, it's an apple and an orange, you make the bracha on what's more chaviv. That's if it's the same bracha. If it's two different brachos, for example, you have an olive, which is zayin minim, which is eitz, you have a radish, which is adama, the mechaber paskins, for now, eizim mehen sheyirtze yaktim, you can make whichever bracha you want first, the ha'eitz or the adama, either way, even if you don't like this one better, whatever you want, you can do. Now, before we read the Mishabura, I'd like to point out one small bir halacha. So in the case of the Tznon v'zayis, the Mechaber just said, do whatever you want. V'zeu de'lo kedas ha'yesh omrim she'v'siv gimel. This is unlike the shita that we'll see in a couple of days from now, the yesh omrim at the end of siv gimel, d'hudas ha'bahag. That is the shita of the bahag. The pri ha'etz kodem l'pri ha'damo. We're going to see the Mechaber is going to bring the psak of the bahag, that you make the bracha always of borei pri ha'etz before borei pri ha'damo. So in our case, we just said in the Mechaber, you have a Zayas, which is a Borei Pri Eitz, and a Zayin Minim. You have a Radish, which is Adama. The Mechaber said, make whichever bracha you want first. That's unlike the Bahag that we're going to see the Mechaber bring down at the end of Siv Gimel, that when you have a Ha'etz and Adama, you'll always make the bracha of Ha'etz first. V'af Shasheni Chaviv, even if you like the other one better. Who code them? Still, the bracha on the Ha'etz is going to be before the Adama. V'ha'el Yirab Behevi Daharbe Rishonim Svilu Ka Bahag. The El Yerabah brings down that many Rishonim go like the Bahag, the pre Ha'etz Kodem, that you always make a bracha of Ha'etz before Hadamah. V'chein Daito Lahalocha, and that is how the El Yerabah passes Lahalocha. Avala Mogin Avram V'taz Hiskimu. However, on the other side is the Mogin Avram and the Taz who agree, Daz Linan Basar Chav, we go by what's more dear, V'ayin Mashik Asadnu L'kameh, look what we'll see later on. So over here the Berlocha is right away jumping in, even though the Mechaber is saying that you make whatever bracha you want, or as we'll see in the Yesh Omrim tomorrow, that you go by what's more chaviv, that is all ignoring the Shita of the Bahag, which many Rishonim go like, and the Yerabba Paskins like, that you always make Ha'etz first. But over here in the Mechaber, we are not going with that Shita, the Shulchan Aruch is not Paskin that way. He brings it later as the Yesh Omrim, but the Iker Psak of the Mechaber is, we do not go with the rule that Ha'etz goes before Hadamah for now, and we are just saying you make whatever bracha you want. Tomorrow night we'll see the Yesh Omrim that says you make the bracha on the more chaviv. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph, Hayu Lefanov, we said you had in front of you Mine Peros Harbe. Very important point the Mishabura makes over here. Vidavka Shigam Daito Hayu Lecho Mekulam. So after the Mishabura, you need two things. Number one, that both, all the different types are in front of you, and you have in mind to eat from all of them. So then they're all in the race to have the bracha made on them. Ha'im Ein Kulam Lefanov, but if not, they're not all in front of you. Or if they are in front of you, but you're not planning on eating some of them, ain shayach bazed din kadima. Din kadima doesn't apply. Din kadima is I want to eat both things. So what do I make a bracha on first? If I had two things in front of me, but one I'm not interested in eating now, I want to have it later, so it's not in the running. You don't make the bracha on it. So we're discussing with the food items, the different minimum peros are in front of you, and you plan on eating all of them, then we get into the discussion of what's kodem. Sivkotan days. The first case of the Mechaber was Birchoseim Shavus. Their brachas are equal. V'yesh b'neim shivas aminim. Kigon anovim v'tapuchim. The example is, you have a grape which is shivas aminim, and you have a tapuach, you have an apple which is not shivas aminim. The Mechaber Paskin, you make the bracha on the shivas aminim. Sivkotan gimel, rotzalomar. The min shiva shen nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael ba'am. This is the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised through. The Ksiva, as the Pasuk says, Eretz chitu sa'ora v'gefenu ta'ena v'rimon, Eretz zeis shemen u'dvash. And now the Mishmura clarifies the first five are very simple, right? Wheat and barley and grapes and figs and pomegranates. But then it gets a little confusing. It says Eretz zeis shemen, which is olive oil, and dvash, which means honey. So he explains, zei shemen hu davar echad. Zei shemen is one thing. Zayis sha'osa shemen. The praise of Eretz Yisrael is through the olive that gives olive oil. But the zayin minim is the olive itself. Dvash hainu tmarim. The dvash at the end of the pasuk refers to the dates. Sha'osin mehen dvash. So it refers to olives and it refers to dates. So matim min shivas. If katan dalad, you make the bracha on the Zayin Minim, Vafilu hu chatzi pri. Here's a new point that the Mishnah Berurah brings out, the Mechaber didn't discuss. Even if the Zayin Minim is only half a fruit, Vashar him shleim, you have a half a grape, you have a whole apple, you make a bracha on the half of a grape instead of making the ha'etz on the apple. V'im shneihem mimin echad mishivas haminim. But if both of them are from one of the shivas haminim, o sheshneihem eino min shiva, or both of them are not the zayin minim, makdim hashalim, then you would make a bracha first on the shalim, v'afilu im hachatzi chaviv yoser. Even if the half is more chaviv to you, shalim adif. So now the Mishnah Berurah just added a very important thing. When you have two food items that are the same bracha, you will make a bracha on the Zayin Minim. If one of them is Zayin Minim and the other one is not. If they're both not Zayin Minim or they're the same Zayin Minim, so then you go by what Shalim. If one is whole, one is half, you make the bracha on the Shalim. Only after that, they're both Shalim, they're both the same category, they're not Zayin Minim, then you go to Chaviv. So the Mishnah Berurah just stuck in Shalim. Lefi the Mechaber, the way we had it was Zayin Minim, then Chaviv. So after the Mishnah Berurah, Shalim goes in the middle. Criteria number one is the Zayin Minim. Even if it's a piece of Zayin Minim over a Shalim, Zayin Minim wins. If they're both not Zayin Minim, the Shalim wins, even if you like the other one better. That's smaller, the Shalim wins. If all else is equal, it's all the same in terms of Zayin Minim, it's all the same in terms of Shalim, then you go to the Chaviv. That is how the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber over here. Sikotan Hei. The Mechaber then said, you make the bracha on the Zayin Minim, afa pi she'enu chaviv kemo amin acher, even though you like the other one more. The maila min shiva adif. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the maila of Zayin Minim wins out over Chaviv. Now we go weiter in the Mechaber, what we read. The Mechaber then said, if you don't have any Zayin Minim, you just have two fruit, we said you're makdim the chaviv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Vav, hainu sherogil lios tamid chaviv alav ukid lakamei. We'll get more into this tomorrow. We saw in the Hakdama there's two ways to understand chaviv, but the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that if there's no milo of Zayin Minim, you go by the chaviv. What does chaviv mean? Chaviv means that which is normally more dear to you. Not what you want now. What's more chaviv to you in general? Hainu sherogel lios tamid chaviv alav. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber as saying so far. Sivkatan Zayin is going on the last point that we saw in the Mechaber. Im ein birchoseim shavos. If the two fruit do not have the same bracha, even if one is min shiva, like a tznon and a zayis, we say you choose whatever you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dekevan de'ein echad poter chaveiro bibrachaso. Since again they each need their own bracha, once ha'etz, once hadama, you're not pattering one with the bracha of the other. Ein shayach kan shum milo behakdamaso. There is no milo of what you're making a bracha on first. When I'm making a bracha on one and it's covering that and the other, so then there's a chashivas of what you make the bracha on first. But over here you're making a ha'etz and hadama either way, so whatever you want, you can do. So says the Mishnah Berurah, here it's Ein Shayach Shum Mailo B'Akdamaso, the Ezer Sheyirtze Yivorech Olav V'Ochel Kodem. So whatever you want, you make that bracha, you eat that food first. And Sivkoton Ches Kigon Tzon V'Zayas, the example was a radish which is Adama, and an olive which is Ha'etz, and a Zayaminim. Zotim Mishnah Berurah Dafka Bazes, specifically this example. The Birchas Hatznon is Borei Pri Adama. But Zotim Mishnah Berurah, if you had a fruit and you had something that was Shahakol, the Vadai Mivorech al Azayas Tchila. For sure, you'll make a brach on the Zayas first. Like we'll see in Siv Gimel, and that was the point that we saw in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah also at the very end, that Hadama and Ha'etz always win out over Shahakal. So the whole discussion over here in this sif and the next sif is when you have either two ha'etz or a ha'etz and a adama. Once it's a Shahakal, the ha'etz and adama will always win out. We'll stop here, we'll continue in mitzvah tomorrow, we'll chazu what we did today, and we'll get more clarity as we go through the shitas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.